You know what's amazing about Americans? We have this incredible superpower, the ability to completely ignore everything falling apart around us while we debate whether the new Marvel movie was better than the last one. The country could be literally on fire and Americans would be like,
"Yeah, but did you see that TikTok where the dog learned to skateboard?"
We've mastered the art of selective attention. It's like we're all wearing noise-canceling headphones, but for reality. Politicians are screaming about the end of democracy. The economy is doing whatever the economy does. Nobody really understands it anyway. And Americans are over here like, "I wonder if I should get the large fries or just stick with medium." We've turned willful ignorance into a lifestyle choice. You could tell most Americans that aliens have landed and taken over Congress, and they'd be like, "That explains a lot, but can we talk about this later? The Bachelor finale is on." We're the only country where a constitutional crisis gets less attention than a celebrity breakup. The news media is having a collective heart attack trying to get our attention. They're like that friend who keeps sending you articles about how the world is ending, and you're just responding with memes about cats. "Thanks for the apocalypse update, Janet, but look at this kitten wearing tiny shoes." Americans have developed an amazing ability to compartmentalize. Half the country thinks we're living in 1984, the other half thinks we're in some patriotic movie, and everyone else is just trying to figure out what to make for dinner. Sure, democracy might be collapsing, but these chicken nuggets won't cook themselves. We've got people genuinely convinced that the country is falling apart, and their biggest concern is still whether their Amazon package will arrive on time. The Republic is crumbling, but if this phone charger doesn't show up by Thursday, I'm going to leave a bad review. The beautiful thing is that Americans have always been like this. We fought a civil war and people were still complaining about the postal service. We survived the Great Depression by inventing board games and telling jokes. Pearl Harbor happened and we turned it into a rallying cry, but we also made sure the baseball season continued. It's like we have this built-in shock absorber for chaos. Oh, the government is dysfunctional again. Well, it's Tuesday. Did anyone remember to DVR that cooking show? Politicians are pulling their hair out trying to create a sense of urgency, and Americans are treating politics like background noise. It's elevator music for democracy. Sure, sounds serious, but I'm more concerned about whether they're bringing back that discontinued flavor of chips. We've got congressional hearings that sound like soap opera plot lines, and Americans are responding like they're channel surfing. Ooh, corruption scandal, that's interesting. Oh wait, is that a new season of that baking competition? The rest of the world is watching America like we're some kind of reality TV show that's gotten completely out of hand, and we're the contestants who have no idea we're even on camera. We're just living our lives, walking our dogs, arguing about pizza toppings, completely oblivious to the fact that everyone else thinks we've lost our minds. And maybe that's the secret to American resilience. We're so busy living our actual lives that we don't have time to panic about everything that's supposedly wrong. While everyone else is having existential crises, we're having barbecues. Because at the end of the day, Americans know something that politicians and pundits don't. The country has always been a little crazy. We've always figured it out eventually. And in the meantime, life goes on. And life is pretty good when you're not spending all day doom scrolling. So while everyone else is predicting the end times, Americans will be over here like, "Cool story, but did you try that new taco place?"